So, Ken, can you tell me a little bit about where the project's at so far? I understand you guys had a big donation come in over the weekend there.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know about the beginning of the project and all that good stuff?
You can give us a little refresher here if you want.
Okay, so, basically, how this all started, in the area here, we service Highway 148 when there's vehicle accidents. Basically, is that we go and we suppress fire and direct traffic. If there's extrication has to be required, basically Shava will do it. One of the things that's missing in this municipality is water rescue. Like, we have support from Mansfield, which is about an hour away, and also from Gatineau if we ever had a water rescue. Now, Pontiac has a number of water rescues that they have to do a year, and we've, over the last couple of years, have had a couple here also, I think three or four, maybe three at least anyway, that we've had to do here, and we were unable to do anything about it because basically we don't have the equipment. So I guess it was somewhere last spring we decided that maybe we would explore the idea, and on July 3rd, when we had our boot drive here in Bristol, we dedicated that money from that boot drive, which was the best boot drive ever, over $5,000. We decided to donate that towards our boat fund. So then we've been collecting ever since, basically just by promotion through Facebook and all that good stuff. And people around here have been very, very generous. Like, it just is incredible. So we, since July the 3rd, we got up to over $14,000. And from the individuals. And then somewhere along the summertime, Gord Black decided that he was going to participate because he thought this was a very needed and worthwhile campaign in the in our area. So he told me he would donate some money, and he didn't say how much, but basically this past Sunday he donated on behalf of Logs In $10,000 towards the fund. We also have now in the wings Bristol Auto Performance, Riley McGregor, who told us last fall, he called us down, we took a picture with him, and he said for every winter tire that he installs until December the 1st, that he would donate $5 towards the fund also. So it's nice to know that we have businesses from the east end of Bristol, Logs End, and also from the west end of Bristol's, Bristol Auto Performance, donate towards our cause. So we are now at almost $25,000. We anticipate our boat will cost us probably in the neighborhood of about $35,000 if we go with the model that we're thinking of currently. So we're a little bit short, but I know the council is probably going to donate some money, and we will continue to donate some money, collect money, run the fundraiser until we have enough money. What else is I want to say? Yeah, Mr. Black did, there was no commitment from his part, but he said, in the new year, when we buy the boat, we'll need equipment for it, like wetsuits and that sort of stuff, and navigation equipment, and he will be more than happy to donate further to our cause. And so that's where it's at. So on this past Tuesday evening, we went over Fitzroy Harbor, Station 62 of the Ottawa Fire Department, and they have a model, a 17-foot Polaris model over there, 17 feet, 6 inches, which is about basically the model that we're considering purchasing. It's an inflatable boat, rib design, which means it has a solid hull underneath as opposed to just being a flat-bottom boat, and has a center console and the appropriate power and a light bar and that sort of stuff to facilitate all the maneuvers that we're going to have to do with it. And so anyway, we're suitably impressed. Their boat over there, they've dressed it up a bit. They've put some extras on, so it's quite a bit more expensive than ours. But at least we have an idea of the size of the boat. We are planning a trip to Montreal very shortly. It'll be one of the next up-and-coming weekends because there's a manufacturer in Montreal. They're called Liberty Boats, and they make comparable products. And we're going to go down and see what they have And hopefully then at our next meeting, we'll be able to decide if we're going to order like a Polaris model from Langley, BC, or if we will order a Liberty model, or if there's something else that comes up, you know. But right now we're kind of dealing with those two companies, and so that's where we're at.
Awesome. And as far as time frame goes there, for purchasing it, so you're aiming for sometime maybe next year? Or?
Well, we're hoping, we'd love to have it in April. If we know we need a 3 to 4 or 5 month lead time with the manufacturer, we've been told. And so we're hoping probably by April, when the sun, when the ice gets off the river, that we will have we'll have the boat.
And as far as training goes for the firefighters on the department, or I understand there's been some boat training going on for a few other departments as well, but does Bristol have any members trained up?
We basically, we have 8 people from the Bristol Fire Department trained. We did the training in September. We had 2 weekends, and we had a couple of boats here, one boat for us to fool around with while the other people were being trained in one of the crafts. And yeah, so we trained 8 people here in Bristol.